بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد، الخالق للإنسان، المنعم عليه بالإيمان، المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. وبعد، قال الله عز وجل: وإذ أخذنا ميثاقكم لا تسفكون دماءكم ولا تخرجون أنفسكم من دياركم ثم أقررتم وأنتم تشهدون. صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday's verse, we spoke about the injunctions and the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the 8 injunctions upon Bani Israel. In the current verse and in the following verse, here we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the Yahud in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a covenant with them as well. And here we see in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and remember when we took the pledge from you, لَا تَسْفِكُونَ دِمَاءَكُمْ, that you will not shed the blood of one another. وَلَا تُخْرِجُونَ أَنفُسَكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ, and you will not drive yourselves, referring to Yahud, out of your own homelands. ثُمَّ أَقْرَرْتُمْ, then you accepted that, you agreed to that. وَأَنْتُمْ تَشْهَدُونَ, whilst you were witnesses to that. Now here in this verse we see, there are two pledges that the Yahud made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the first pledge is, لَا تَسْفِكُونَ دِمَاءَكُمْ, that they will not shed the blood of one another. In other words, they will not engage in battle with one another to the extent that they begin to kill one another. وَلَا تُخْرِجُونَ أَنفُسَكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ, this is the second pledge that they made with Allah. And that is, they will not remove and drive out Yahud out of their own homelands. In other words, they will not send their own men into exile. And no Yahudi will ever be forced to migrate out of his own home. So these are the two pledges that Yahud made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is how they will see for their own brethren. So Allah says, ثُمَّ أَقْرَرْتُمْ, then you agreed to all of this, and you were witnesses to this, that you will look after and you will abide to these injunctions that came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of the pact and covenant that you made with Allah. But Allah says, not long after that, ثُمَّ أَنْتُمْ هَؤُلَاء تَقْتُلُونَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَتُخْرِجُونَ فَرِيقًا مِّنْكُمْ مِّنْ دِيَارِهِمْ. Allah says, not long after that, you went against your own word. How? You began to kill yourselves, and then you began to remove and to drive out a group from among you, yani from their own homes. So how did you do this? Now when we look into the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see the incident is mentioned that in Al-Madinatul Munawwara, they lived two groups or two tribes. And these were two tribes from the Arab, the Aus and the Khazraj. And prior to the days of Islam, that is in the days of Jahiliyyah, the days of pagandom, we find that these two tribes of the Arab, the Aus and Khazraj, they were hostile with each other, and they would fight with one another, and they would have endless battles and wars that would take place amongst each other for small and petty issues. And these battles would remain for a long time. And in the environs of Al-Madinatul Munawwara itself, there were also another two tribes, but these two tribes were from the Yahud, not from the Arab, and they were the Banu Qurayza and the Banu Nadir. So here, the Banu Qurayza, they were the allies of the Aus, and the Banu Nadir were allies of the Khazraj. So Banu Qurayza were the allies of the Aus from the Arab, and Banu Qurayza from the Yahud, they were the allies of the Khazraj from the Arab. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, what happened was, now when the Aus and Khazraj would fight with each other, then the Banu Qurayza and the Banu Nadir from the Yahud, they would side with their respective friends, and they would also begin to fight with each other. So in other words, what's happening here is that Yahud is now fighting Yahud. Banu Qurayza is now fighting Banu Nadir, and the Aks, Banu Nadir is now fighting Banu Qurayza. So this is how they went against their own word, and now they began to fight and kill themselves. ثُمَّ أَنْتُمْ هَؤُلَاءَ تَقْتُلُونَ أَنفُسَكُمْ. But subhanAllah, whenever Yahud were captured, then the group from one side of the Yahud, they would go to their respective friend, and they would persuade them to free and to release the captives and the prisoners from the Yahud, from the other camp, from the other side. But when they were asked, why do you do this? In the first place, it doesn't make sense. You kill yourselves, but But whenever Yahud are captured, then you want to free them immediately. Now why do you do this? So they would say that, you know what, in the Torah it is mentioned that it is our duty and it is incumbent upon us that whenever there are Yahud that are captured, then we must try and free them and we must try and release them immediately. So this is why they would persuade their friend, that is either the Khaws or the Khazraj, to release and to free the Yahud that are captured. So subhanAllah, Allah speaks about now their foolishness here in this verse. Allah says that you kill yourselves. But then after that, when it comes to ransoming them, then you are very quick in doing that. So that means you practice on one part of the book and you neglect the other part of the book. So Allah says, ثُمَّ أَنْتُمْ هَؤُلَىٰ تَقْتُلُونَ أَنفُسَكُمْ. You kill yourselves. وَتُخْرِجُونَ فَرِيقًا مِّنْكُمْ مِّنْ دِيَارِهِمْ. And you remove a group from among you, مِّنْ دِيَارِهِمْ, out of their own homes. So Yahud is now fighting Yahud. And then Allah says, تَظَاهَرُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِالْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. What do? You assist one another against yourselves. How? In sin and in aggression. In other words, Banu Nadir, the Banu Qurayza is assisting the Aus against Banu Nadir. And Banu Nadir is assisting the Khazraj against the Banu Qurayza. But Allah says, وَإِن يَأْتُوكُمْ أُسَارًا. The moment these Yahud come to you as prisoners, then very quickly, tufatuhum, you want to ransom them. You ransom them. But in the first place, Allah says, وَهُوَ مُحَرَّمٌ عَلَيْكُمْ إِخْرَاجُهُمْ. In the first place, to expel them and to banish them and to remove them from their own homes, that was something that was impermissible for you to do. So Allah asks this question now, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ. How do you tie between the two? How do you tie between what you are doing? أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ. Do you believe in part of the book? وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. And you reject in part of the book? Allah says, فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَٰلِكَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Allah says, what can the recompense for of that person who does that among you be except humiliation, disgrace, abasement in this worldly life? And we know the futuhat where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after he and Sahaba radiallahu anhu migrated to Medina and all the different conquests that took place, we know what happened after that to the Banu Nadir and the Banu Qurayza. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they will meet in this dunya this humiliation and disgrace in this worldly life. This is just an azab that will come to them in the dunya. But what about the azab in the akhir? Allah says, وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. On the day of qiyamah, they will be returned. يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ أَشَدِّ الْعَذَابِ. These Yahud will be returned to the worst azab. Where? In the akhirah. And Allah says, وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِرٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah is not unaware of what you do. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will surely and most definitely requite you Yahud for all the deeds that you do in this dunya. And the last verse before the ruku, Allah says, Ulaika. If you see such Yahud, their whole idea and objective of this worldly life is their personal gain, how they can benefit. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains it. Allah says, such people have purchased this worldly life at the cost of the akhirah. That is the idea of this worldly life. Their dunya, their own fancies, their own whims and desires. Allah says, on account of that, فَلَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابِ. The punishment of the akhirah will never be lightened on them. وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ مِنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ. Nor will they be held against the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq to me. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَ. Alhamdulillah.